drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Perfect, perfect line from Animal House. But is it true? Is it true? Is fat, drunk, and stupid no way to go through life? How are you ever going to get ahead if you're constantly acting fat, drunk, and stupid, or if you're constantly being that? Maybe you can. Probably pretty hard. It's time for you to grow up. Time for you to put away all those things you like to do as a young person. No more fun. No more party. No more dress up. No more playing pretend. No. Welcome to being an adult. Welcome to the drudgeries of life. Welcome to hating your job. Welcome to 9 to 5, to computing, to commuting, sitting in traffic for hours to get to a job that you hate, only to come home and get yelled at by your family. Your only reprieves being, I don't know, TV, drinking, being fat, drunk, and stupid, sports, watching sports on TV. I don't know. If you want to become financially successful, you need to grow up. Or, alternatively, if you want to become financially successful, you shouldn't ever fully grow up. Truth's got to be in there somewhere, right? Do I need to turn my back on all the things that I like to do as a young person? Or should I just embrace all the things that I like to do as a young person and let chips fall where they may? Well, like everything else, the truth is somewhere in the middle. And because we are highly intelligent and capable people, we know that. We know that it's not one or the other, that there's a continuum, that there are a prism of different colors, lots of different options, and lots of different ways to fundamentally do this. But if financial success is what you require, I want to get into whether or not you need to grow up or whether or not you can retain the spirit of youth. In fact, embrace the spirit of youth and live a life that is complete and blended and dynamic and robust and fun and serious and all these things all at the same time. I know that I've talked about this before, but I have gone through stages of my life where I wanted to fully be a grown-up. Like, I wanted to be a grown-up in a suit and tie and wingtips and a proper haircut and the right car and watches and a fancy pen and, oh my goodness, all the things. And I look up back on that now and I think it just was part of my life. That was that season of life that I was interested in going through. And it wasn't that I was necessarily rebelling or pushing away. It was a carrot. I was modeling the behaviors that I believed were necessary, or at least the behaviors of people that were successful doing what it is that I desired to do, which was become a financial advisor and become a successful financial advisor and all that stuff. And to be able to succeed in the corporate world and the boardroom and to go along to get along kind of a thing. And I went through all those iterations. I ran my own practice, and then I went to work within the corporate structure of a massive insurance company, and did that for many years. And so that choked the life out of me for sure. It just got its hands around my neck and choked me. It just killed me. And it took away all my creativity because, man, were they disinterested in anything that I had to say or think. They were not interested in any original thoughts by your guy here. So it took moving past that and then getting to the point where I was in a more independent entrepreneurial kind of environment, which is where I am now. That then allowed me to get back to who I am as a human being. And that is lots of things. It's an extremely serious person, been extremely playful, goofy, oftentimes, sometimes fat, consistently drunk, and always stupid. So, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. Agreed. Definitely not fat. Certainly not drunk. But I guess I don't really have a choice about stupid. I just have to kind of ride with what I've got. So the truth's in there somewhere. The truth is in there somewhere. And I think that we do ourselves a massive disservice
if a large part of who we are is playful, is not childish, but childlike. And I think that it's a beautiful gift. If you are able to retain that spirit of youth, that spirit of energy and adventure and curiosity and fun and playfulness, that's what people want. I'm not interested in it being full in a room full of stuffy ass, old ass people who are not interesting or interested. In fact, I abhor that and try like hell to not be in those kinds of rooms. So, in order to become financially successful, do I have to sacrifice my energy, my creativity, my spontaneity to get there? And I think that the answer is definitively no. And again, it's never going to be yes or no, 100 to 0 or 0 to 100. There's a little bit of truth in all of it. And you're an extremely dynamic person. You are not a non-playable character. You have the ability to turn on whatever you need to turn on and turn off whenever you need to turn something off. You can do all of these things. And I agree that financial success, it seems like, requires its transformation into more of a serious, mature version of you, a grown-up. But I think it's also possible to do two things at the same time. So being a grown-up regarding your finances, that just simply means that it requires responsibility, discipline, a long-term approach, saving money, delaying gratification. And I think that all those things are true. We do need to be responsible. We do need to be disciplined. We need to be taking a long-term view on life and how we're going to allocate our resources, time, attention, energy, and money. We have to be able to save money. We have to be able to delay gratification. Those are table stakes for becoming financially successful. But I was doing a lot of those things when I was 10 years old. So just because those are oftentimes, one might consider them to be hallmarks of older people, of less youthful people, it's not true. Not true by any stretch of the imagination. I've always resisted category and 100% do. So just because I'm one thing doesn't mean that I'm not. I don't possess other things. That's why it's like, oh, you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. No, I'm a human being with viewpoints on lots of different things. And some fall into Republican, some fall into Democrat. I love saving money. I like investing money, but I like spending it too. So all these things can be true. So now, are major sacrifices required? Sacrifices are required. I spend a lot of time thinking about this. If you desire change, then a change is going to be required. So if what you're currently doing is not getting you what you want, well, then something has to change. But that doesn't mean you need to change wholesale who you are or wholesale how it is that you act. We can look at how it is we're allocating our resources, our most valuable resources, and then make tweaks, make adjustments that will position us to get the long-term success that we're wanting without totally leaving behind what we perceive to be youthful things. But the question is there one path to success, or is there room for something else? I think that when you employ youthful qualities like curiosity, creativity, and a willingness to take risks, that is advantageous and beneficial to what it is we're trying to accomplish, which is having which is achieving financial success and becoming wealthy. And just having a bunch of money, not going to equate to happiness or even success. It just means you have a lot of money. You could be a complete a-hole. You could be completely unhappy, completely unfulfilled. There's a million stories like that. In fact, I bet it's more common than it's not because, and it's always on a case-by-case basis, but if I sacrifice my former self, if I sacrificed my youth at the altar of adulting and responsibility for the purpose of becoming financially secure, when I reach financial security, I can look back and mourn that earlier youthful version of myself that I sacrificed. And that does not make me successful. It doesn't make me happy. It doesn't make me fulfilled. It just makes me a rich, unhappy person. So that's not what we're looking for. So how do we marry these things? How do I keep my curiosity, my spirit of youth, my creativity, my willingness to take on some risks? And it's not. It's just not at all a unique perspective. You look at most of our revered founders, people that have actually started wildly successful companies, and a lot of them are. And practice all the things that I'm talking about. We're moving fast. We're breaking things. We're trying different things. We're thinking outside the box. So these are all beneficial things. But the idea is, how do we balance these things? How do we take the good and then the other goods? Let's not worry about the bads. Let's just take good from both and put those together. So what could that look like? What could it look like? Being mature from a financial standpoint doesn't mean abandoning risk or creativity. It means having a solid understanding of financial principles while still leaving room for adaptability and experimentation. So being serious about this and being an adult when it comes to money means becoming financially literate. If I'm financially illiterate, well, that's going to keep me stuck at wherever stage of life that I'm in. You'd be the most serious person in the world if you're financially illiterate. You're not going to become financially successful. And you could be the most artistic, whimsical, flighty person out there. If you understand money, well, then you're probably going to be financially successful. And then the next thing is, how do I translate the financial literacy into actual action or financial wellness? So how do I put these principles to work in my life? And that's the key right there. That's the key. We can extract and say, what are the first principles of becoming financially successful? Well, I talked about at the top, we have to have discipline. We have to be able to save money. We have to be able to delay gratification. We have to budget all of these things. We have to make plans. That is, regardless, or it's not tied to whatever my personality type is. I could be the artist. I could be the CEO. And still do those things. So that is what is true and what is necessary. And I think blending maturity and youth flexibility is where success really lies, where we're finding our just right in all of this. So the last thing that I want you to do is to just burn yourself out. And the last thing I want you to do is to never get started. We don't want you to go down the path of being this ultra serious person where you get to the end of your life and you're filled with regrets. Filled with all the regrets that I talk a lot about. And I also don't want you to be a starving artist that goes your entire life and never puts this stuff to work, never puts the first principles of personal finance to work in your life, because then you're going to be broke and an older version of yourself. And that's equally bad. Equally bad. So how do we find our just right? In my most recent book, Your Money Story, How to Get the Ending You Want, it's awesome. You should definitely get a copy of it. I'll put the links in the notes. I'm, of course, biased. But talk about just right. And y'all remember Goldilocks. It's too hot, too cold, too hard, too soft. We're looking for just right. So in this example, too hard might be too serious, too grown up, too mature. Too cold. I don't remember which one I used. Too hot could be too mature. Too cold could be not mature enough. Could just be not paying any attention to this stuff at all because it's for old people. Okay. Just right is, I'm going to take what's true and what's good and put them together. Without sacrificing today and without sacrificing tomorrow, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to have FOMO. I don't want you to have YOLO or whatever. Let's act like mature, responsible human beings, and we can do that in a very serious and very youthful way. We need to position ourselves for success. The whole idea of the show is that there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So you have to act accordingly and act as though that was true, because it is true. And if right now you're not concerned about your financial success at all, well, that's a problem. And if all you're concerned with is your financial success, then that's a problem. We've got a lot of life to live here. Life is both short and it's very long. Understanding that, and understanding that you need money today and you're going to need money in 10 years, you're going to need money in 50 years, God willing. We need to put this stuff to work and not be so rigid with, I have to do this or I have to do that. So, which just right, when it comes to our money, it means making sure that we're enjoying today and we don't feel like we're living some kind of a Spartan deprived lifestyle. But I also want to live some kind of a hedonic mess where I'm blowing all my money on superficial things and I'm not putting any money aside for my future. The key is to think about what matters to me, what is going to be important to me 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years from now, making that decision, this is what matters. And certainly financial security ought to be one of those things, as well as enjoying your lifestyle, as well as traveling, as well as eating out, and all of these things. So how do I honor all my desires? How do I meet all my needs? Just think about it. And then take it all the way to its logical conclusion. If I continue on the path that I'm on, is that going to get me what I want? What's the best case? In that example, what you were thinking of, if everything goes perfect, what's that going to look like? But then I also want you to go the other way and say, if everything goes totally sideways and nothing goes the way I think it's going to, how's that going to feel for me? And then how's that going to impact anybody else that might be a part of my life? If you have a family, if you're a married person, if you have kids, just people that are counting on you, if everything goes great, how's that going to impact them? If everything goes terribly, how's that going to impact them? And then figure out what that just right is probably going to be. And how do we find that? And then you can think about that in every arena of your life, from your physical health and your mental health and your emotional health, your relationships and your community and your personal development, your peace of mind and your well-being and all of those things. I think that's the trick to all of it. Understanding what I want, understanding what must be done in service of what I want, and then allocating my time, attention, energy, and money based on those things. And I don't think that any of that requires you turn your back on the things that you love to do as a young person, or you turn your back on who you are and what your personality is. Maybe a little bit of tweaks here and there, but rarely does a wholesale change work. And we're not honoring all those parts to ourselves, which were certainly all there. My money, I think that the more people leaned into the creative part of their lives and the fun part of their lives and the enjoyable parts of their lives, it'd certainly make for better cocktail parties and better networking meetings and stuff like that. And more importantly, I think it'll lead to a more and happier, fulfilling life for you. That's what it's all about. So fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, but neither is being a buttoned up asshole who doesn't have any fun. Nobody wants to be around a stick in the mud. So let's find that just right. Again, never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are, brothers and sisters. So act accordingly.